This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Videos up on Infowars.com. Bob Woodward. Clinton emails remind me of the Nixon tapes. Veteran Washington Post reporter Bob Woodward on Monday compared the email controversy engulfing Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to the downfall of President Richard Nixon. On MSNBC's Morning Joe, run by the Clintons, Woodward, who through his reporting helped break open the Watergate scandal, said it at least suspicious the Clinton emails from her tenure as Secretary of State were wiped away from the server she owned privately. Really, you think it's suspicious? Follow the trail here, Woodward said. There are all these emails. Well, they were sent to someone or someone sent them to her. So if things have been erased here, that's a way to go back to these emails who received them from Hillary Clinton. So you've got a massive amount of data in a way. It reminds me of the Nixon tapes, thousands of hours of secretly recorded conversations that Nixon thought were exclusively his. She is in a lot of trouble. News broke earlier this year that Clinton relied on a private email address and server rather than a government-owned one when she served at the State Department. And that brought down, again, the head of the EPA, who was caught with another separate email and code names, just like Hillary. So Hillary is going the way of the EPA head. Here's the clip.
Allowed to happen in the first place, and that they didn't immediately seize. We've been talking about this for a couple of days. They're all asking the same questions. Why did they allow Hillary Clinton and David Kendall, her lawyer, to decide whether they were going to turn over that classified information or not? I think this is unprecedented.
Well, it certainly is, but, I mean, follow the trail here. There are all these emails. Well, they were sent to someone or someone sent them to her. So if things been erased here, there's a way to go back to who originated these emails or who received them from Hillary Clinton. So you've got a massive amount of data. It in a way reminds me of the Nixon tapes, thousands of hours of secretly recorded conversations that Nixon thought were exclusively his, that he was not going to get them. Hillary Clinton initially took that position. I'm not turning this over. There's going to be no cooperation. Now they're cooperating, but this has to go on a long, long time. And
all right,
the answers are probably not going to be pretty.
No, they're not going to be pretty. Yeah, and they're trying to run the clock until she's president and then can pardon herself or have Obama do it. They're running the clock. And then they're not complying, though, Woodward. They gave up the servers a year after they were subpoenaed, and then they're wiped. And so the FBI raids, and those are wiped. So that's what's going on. And it's only because the government's being so embarrassed that it's having to go through the motions and dragging the feet. Because just remember, this is run by the Clintons. They run the Obama administration for all intents and purposes. But there are personalities between the Clintons, between Trump, between even Boehner, where if Boehner ever got the political cover where he's not being blackmailed, I think Boehner's probably not an evil person. I think he's probably mentally ill. Because I cry every once in a while. I think about dead family or horrible things that are happening. But I don't just constantly break down like every time I'm on camera or half the time. Something's wrong with Boehner. And so we need to have him removed as the head of the House, as the Speaker of the House. We've got that whole movement we're pushing with Congressman Jones from North Carolina. Vacate the chair. That video is up on Infowars.com as well. Well, the consummate Clinton insider, the person the New York Times says Bill Clinton's afraid of, Larry Nichols, battling cancer, lung cancer. joins us on air. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Rising up to the challenge, the eye of the tiger. Going up against the arrogant Hillary Clinton and the globalist operative CIA as well, Jeb Bush. We've got consummate Clinton insider Larry Nichols joining us from his home via video Skype. He is battling lung cancer and lost everything in his fight against the Clintons. He's the guy that helped make and is the key person in the Clinton Chronicles. People were killed that were involved in that film. More than 150 people were Arkansided in the state of Arkansas, or now the state of Arkansas as it's known. And the Clintons' medical examiner would certify people with their arms and legs cut off in trash bags as suicide. Of course, that's impossible. And he has been warning of what Hillary would do all along and giving us the inside scoop, LarryNichols.com. He's going to be joining us, but before we talk to him about could this be the fall of Hillary, what's he really think about Donald Trump, who previously said he loves Hillary? Now he says she should step down and not run for office. Is he double-crossing her? Or is the fix in to cover up the other candidates? Or he runs third party and mainly conservatives vote for him because he's balkanized Democrats and minorities not to vote for him, and then he delivers 2016 to Hitlery. We're going to find out. I don't know his answer yet, but I respect Larry Nichols' take. I've been interviewing Larry Nichols since 1996. So Larry Nichols joins us here in a moment. Former State House whistleblower, government insider, served as a political confidant, advisor to Bill Clinton for more than 10 years and helped Bill Clinton get elected and reelected as governor of Arkansas. And that's admitted in the New York Times that Clinton, quote, is afraid of Larry Nichols. Mr. Nichols is unrestrained by political correctness and was specifically mentioned by Bill Clinton in his memoir. And, of course, he knew well and worked with a lot of the other big Clinton operatives that are famous as well and can speak to that whole situation. But before we do that, here's some of Hillary's arrogance trying to put on the face that she's invincible. Again, here she is last Friday making jokes about Snapchat that automatically erases the videos. It's mainly used for folks to send each other, you know, sex videos. And then implying that, ha-ha, you know, she erased the emails to which her constituents praise the Nixonian activity. Here it is.
So I am delighted to be here with you and with my fellow candidates. And I know that people across the country are following us on social media as well. By the way, you may have seen that I recently launched a Snapchat account. I love it. Those messages disappear all by themselves.
And the Joker-esque smile, the evil smile, could be the cover of a supervillain movie. I mean, she really is a piece of work. Here she is, a week after they killed Gaddafi and drug him to the street. The country failed. Al-Qaeda took over. They now admit it's the worst place in Africa. Women have been enslaved. Tens of thousands of blacks have been killed by the racist Islamicists. And they go, oh, it was an accident. No, they wanted to fail the country and break it into multiple parts, which they're now doing. So here she is bragging about she came, she saw, she conquered, he died, quoting Julius Caesar.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed
reports. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
You know, there's nothing sicker than a woman that probably couldn't deadlift 100 pounds bragging about killing somebody with other foppish, sycophantic women. And I'm not attacking women themselves, but I know a lot of former special forces, current special forces, Delta Force, Army Rangers, Navy SEALs. I've had a lot of family in black ops. I've had family that were on international hit teams, stuff like that. They never talk about any of it. And if they hear somebody, and it's unbecoming when I have flashbacks talking about fistfights or something, it's not manly in that circle to just tell stories. But I tell stories about my experiences all the time. Shocking stuff, funny stuff. I mean, that's just what I do. I tell you what I'm thinking. No teleprompters here, just stream of consciousness. But it's unbecoming even me as a man to shoot my mouth off sometimes. Even though I'm the first person to tell you I've had my butt kicked, I've been in the hospital with a bone sticking out of my leg. I mean, let me tell you, I could fight and fight hard. Let me tell you, a lot of other men can too. So I don't claim to be the baddest guy around. What I do claim is you get in a fight with me, you're going to get attacked 110%, so good luck. But to have Hillary Clinton, who's done nothing but order a lot of killings, it's really gross. You know, Larry Nichols has been in black ops and secret operations for the government. He won't talk about it, but it's been admitted by the New York Times. He I'm sure won't say anything about it. To have Hillary constantly bragging about killing people and constantly laughing like the Joker when the woman can't even probably push her own grocery cart. It's just so icky and so disgusting to know what a gangster she is and that she constantly brags about it. And she goes after her political enemies. And this is just a really unseemly group of people that have never even gotten their hands dirty. And they are just manifestly, archetypally evil. They're absolutely out of control. and I can't believe this nation is run by them. What does it say about us? And the type of people that the ruling financial elites want in power, who they can destroy anytime they want. And are we reaching that point with different power groups getting ready, sick of the Clintons throwing their weight around, blackmailing powerful people? Are we nearing the end of Hillary and Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton looks like he's dying. I mean, you know, Larry Nichols has got lung cancer and is on chemotherapy. He looks pretty healthy, even though you can tell he's lost a lot of weight. We're about to go to him video Skype. You can watch it at InfoWars.com/show. But sitting here looking at Clinton play golf last weekend at Martha's Vineyard, he looks like a reanimated corpse. So does the system know that the fall of the Clintons is upon us? Could that great day be actually here? And I'll tell you, I got some self-interest in this. They've tried to kill Larry Nichols. They've killed a bunch of people in Arkansas, including folks that were in the film, the Clinton Chronicles 1 and 2. A lot of them got beat up, you name it. I'm on their enemies list. I've been messed with by the Clintons, specifically on Waco, and I was getting physically attacked by five guys once in a parking lot. They said, shut up about Waco and the Clintons. I was fired from my first big hit radio job, number one in the city. I was told, stop talking about the Clintons. And I wouldn't. They said, you're fired. And they were told, do not talk about the Clintons. So I'm sick of these bullies is what I'm getting at. Larry, I'm ranting. LarryNichols.com. Thank you for joining us for the first time via video Skype. Good to have you. Hope you get better, buddy. We're praying for you. You heard my whole rant about Hillary. What do you have to say about that? And are we at the point of the fall of the Clintons?
Well, first off, you pointed out lung cancer, and that'll sick them on me big time, but we'll leave it at not quite lung cancer, but whatever. They're going to come at me any way they can, and we've been trying to keep it kind of down. But let me tell you something, Alex. These people will get you. You know they will. I don't have to tell you. Good Lord.
Sure, sure. I get what you're saying, though. To be clear, if you already are sick, then they can whack you and claim you just died of that.
Exactly. That's right. That gives them a legitimate way for me just to disappear and say, oh, bless his heart. He, you know, you just have to be careful with these guys. If you know what I know, Alex, the list goes on and on. People don't realize it, but let's see, the guy, the cameraman for the Clinton Chronicles, dead. 50-some-odd people that I worked with that were fixing to testify against Hillary in court for Whitewater, dead. I mean, you're talking about guys that get up on the roof. I think it's in Kansas City, get up on the roof, jump off the roof and kill themselves, which is fine. I can live with that. The problem is you couldn't get through that door except from the outside. How'd he do it? So it's loaded with that kind of stuff. Now, I guess more importantly today, what's going on with Hillary? One of two things is happening, Alex, right now. Either Hillary and her campaign with Bill, they're either getting this stuff out now on purpose, because one of the rules we have when you run for office, Alex, is you got to be the underdog. Well, she screwed up the last time running against Obama. She came in as this anointed one that was going to be guaranteed to get it. That's against the system. This time she's doing it right. This time she ran out. She cleared the field. You're going to notice there's nobody running against her. Except what's his name, the socialist. She drew down all the money out there. So if somebody does get in, where are they going to get the money? She's playing the system exactly. Now, at this point, I'm going to tell you one of two things is going on, Alex. Either this is the Clintons getting this out so that she becomes, one, the underdog, which she has to do to win, or two, she's got Obama. Remember what we said last time, Alex? The best friends we got in this country are Bill and Hillary Clinton right now. Because, as you know, Obama would love nothing better than to have some strikes, riots all around the country. And then he gets to bring in and kick in the FEMA provisional government, which we know to be martial law. And then he's king. Well, there's only two people powerful enough to stop him, and that's Bill and Hillary. So I wonder if this new impetus that's being put on these emails is coming from Obama to take them out of the game. And I guess there is a third one. All of this that we're seeing might be real. It'd be the first time we've seen anything having to do with the Clintons or national politics that's real. So that's where we stand. But I can assure you this. I don't believe the emails will get Hillary. As I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, I think the emails that they have found that have been top secret are not slated top secret on her server. Now, if that's the case, if they don't say top secret, she's held harmless. Prove anything you want. You're not going to get her. But we've got something that I gave you, which is probably not a favor to you, but we've got a document that I have the original of that will get her and get her bad, and it's going to be broken today. We're going to put it out, I hope, if you choose to.
Yes, we have. It's the memo on Vince Foster.
It is indeed. Now, folks, what that memo says, and I know it's hard to read, the bottom line to that memo, it said, the body of Vincent Foster, White House chief counsel, was found in his car in the Fort Morrissey Park parking lot with a wound to his head. 38 caliber revolver was found in the car with him, along with a six-pack of Bartle and James wine coolers, of which he had drank one. The others were not open. And it also says in the back seat, the magic briefcase is there. Now, guys, see that number bottom right down there? What is that? Alex, I can't see from here. That 620.
Yes.
Look at the top of this. Look at the top of it. 2551. There it is. Now, folks, that means this document right here. I placed that in Kenneth Starr's evidentiary file. There it is. That's the official evidentiary stamp. Now, how did this, Alex, go untalked about? I mean, we're not talking, Alex, about a typo error. Look at that. It speaks with specificity. Vince Foster, they say, the park police, and they told the Secret Service at the White House. This is the first notification to the Secret Service that Vince Foster had been found. The story, as we're told, is he got out of his car in that parking lot, walked 200 yards on a dirt trail, went to a berm, sat down by a Civil War cannon, stuck a pistol in his mouth, and shot himself in the head. Now, when you look at the autopsy, it's odd. You know, Alex, that man walked 200 yards on a dirt trail in the hot of July and didn't get a microscopic speck of dust on his shoes, pants, socks, belt, nowhere. The only thing they found on him were multicolor, long, shag carpet fibers. Why is this important? I guess the audience is wondering. This is old news, Mr. Foster's dead. Well, no. Right there, Alex, you have in your hand the evidence that Hillary's been afraid of. That's why they're afraid of me.
And that's why they told the New York Times they're afraid of you. Is this the first time the Secret Service memo has been seen?
Yes, sir. I waited and held it out here. The National Enquirer was going to do a story on it, but I kept holding them down. This is it. This is where it comes, right here. And Alex,
how were you able to get this and give this to the special prosecutor from the Clinton impeachment?
I stole it from the FBI guys that had got it. And I got it before Starr did, and I put it in the file. That's the real deal. There's nothing fake about that, folks. You can go.
Now, you're covering for the FBI agents, aren't you? You were given this memo.
Yeah. Well, let me take that back because I don't get them in trouble. My mailbox got that. Just one day I woke up and there was a mailbox of mine and that was in it, along with a whole bunch of other documents. Alex, when we get through, you and I, if you want to, it's your call, of course. This stuff's important because there's no statute of limitations on murder.
No, dump it all. We've already gotten enough trouble. We might as well sign our John Hancock's big.
I'm going to dump it all, and I'm going to dump it right here. But I hope y'all forgive me for one little thing. With all the pain the Clintons have caused people, with all the lying and all the hurting and all the people. Now, remember, I'm not saying Bill and Hillary have killed soul, not them. I'm not saying they've even ordered it. But I do know as do you, Alex, more people died around Bill and Hillary Clinton than any other president in history, even in wartime presidents. And she just announces she's running. What do you find, Alex? You find their chef back in that day, goes to New Mexico, goes on a hike, then they find him drowned. Starting all over again. And
they're tying up loose ends. Larry Nichols, big-time Clinton insider, the guy behind the Clinton Chronicles, all the big stories, and the guy that they just said last year they're afraid of, obviously, and we need to pray for him because he is on chemotherapy. You might have forgotten. You did kind of halfway announce it last time you were on, so I wasn't.
But
I understand you don't want to talk about how sick you are, but you look pretty good, so we're praying for you, buddy. But I want to shift gears back to her then. Why does she love to brag about killing people? I mean, you heard me make the whole point about how unseemly that is. Before we go back into Vince Foster, the 3 points. Trump could be for real. This could all be really happening. The country's fed up. The power structure's sick of the Clintons. Even Bob Woodward's come out and said it looks like, you know, Nixon. Or, and I thought of this too, but never said it on air, this could be Obama getting rid of his political controllers so he can go for the big power grab, instead of letting them have their shot. And it could be the camp that backs Obama, and he has been double-crossing with the Islamists, the Saudi Arabians. He clearly has a bigger power play here, like nothing I've ever seen. And so could he be planning something and to not pardon the Clintons? Could he be getting ready to set them up?
You know, Alex, I've feared this since day one. You know, we are at a point in history with the United States of America.
We're in the end game, so they're going to start stabbing each other in the back.
That's right. And everybody is vying to be the last president, because then when this country falls, the last president becomes essentially a king. The FEMA provisional government, which you've talked about, Alex, for years.
And by the way, Putin's done that. He's the last president in Russia.
He is. So what they're doing is we're in a power struggle for the one that's going to be the last president who then therefore becomes king. Virtually the Euro-style 16th century type government. And so, yeah, that's why I think about Obama. Of course I do. He knows what I know. He knows Bill and Hillary will move on him, stop him if they can. And I believe he wants it, and I believe Obama is moving to take over this country, be king. And the minute he gets it, Alex, this is conjecture on my part, but I believe the minute he gets that, what's going to happen is he's going to open up and say, I'm really a Muslim, and we are now an Islamic caliphate.
Then let me expand on that. Could Trump be working for Obama to knock out Hillary and to basically get all this prepared and set up?
I think, in my way of looking, there's two things Trump can be doing. Number one, he can be a ringer for Hillary. He is following eerily exactly the pattern they used with Ross Perot. And I've got the state troopers that were Clinton's security guards of that day. And they talk and have gone public telling that every day Bill Clinton and Ross Perot talked when they were supposedly running against each other. So he could be setting Hillary up. You know what? It could be real. It could be real. And I guess you could look at the third, that he might be working for Obama, but I've never heard Trump in anything that I can recall. Maybe you have. I haven't heard anything he said that I can recall that would ingratiate him with Obama.
No, I agree with you, except he helped push the whole Kenya birth certificate deal when we actually knew he's the son of Frank Marshall Davis. And that whole story, they wanted us to say he was from Kenya. It's why they said when he was the head of the Harvard Review, Law Review, that he was born there. His wife said it in speeches. They put out a fake birth certificate on purpose. We buy it. Trump pushes the birth certificate. And the truth is he's the son of a famous communist pornographer who he admits he lived with as a kid. I mean, it's just, you see how these intelligence operatives operate. Bottom line, things are shaking up big time. Larry Nichols is going to give you the data dump on what was really in the impeachment of Clinton round one. And is this the fall of the Clintons, or a power struggle between Obama and the Clintons, or could Trump be working for Jeb Bush? Who knows? We got to look at every angle.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is a good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance of feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
You're a librarian, Mr. Wordsworth. You're a dealer in books and 2-cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory that spews out meaningless words on an assembly line. Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension. Like air, like the wind, like a vacuum that you make believe has an existence by scribbling index numbers on little cards.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins with printer's ink. The narcotics that you call literature. The Bible, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. But spindly limbs in a dream, and the state has no use for your kind. You waste
waste our time, Mr. Wordsworth, and you're not worth the waste. Instruct him.
Romney Wordsworth, step back to await the finding of this board.
Yes.
How do you find, ladies and gentlemen?
Obsolete.
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 I concur.
Romney Wordsworth, step forward. The board finds you obsolete.
The truth is, the words we speak do go on forever as long as humans keep records of it, and that's our connection to the past and the future. Larry Nichols is our guest. That was not a mistake earlier, and Larry's agreed that I can talk about it. And I want to talk about it especially so you can get some real support and try to stay alive longer, because he's exhausted his estate. He is battling lung cancer, same thing killed his dad. He said he knows that they can kill him in the hospital. They've tried to kill him before. He says every time they come in with the injections, you know, he puckers. He is hoping that it isn't his last, because they love to do that. Look, they already have databases. They already know what's wrong with him. It came out last time briefly. And so I think it's more important than ever we pray for Larry Nichols. And he didn't ask us to do this, but I'm going to do it. Let's put up his P.O. box here on screen whenever we get a chance. And we will give people that P.O. box so that you can donate to him so he gets some good medical care. He lost his career so much more when he was at the heights of state government working with the Clintons, because he wouldn't be part of the narcotics trafficking. So when we do get that P.O. box up on screen, I will give you that address so that you can do that. But it is so important that we stand up and that we support folks that have told the truth, that have taken action. And again, we'll put it on screen for TV viewers later in the broadcast. I can bring Larry Nichols up and he can verbally give us his address on air so that he can get some treatment. He does have cancer, advanced cancer, and we just want to pray for him and keep him alive as long as possible, and good medical care could do that. Larry, it's out there, so we should get it out there all the way, because I agree with you, it's dangerous, obviously, but we need to get it out there. What is your P.O. box for folks that want to support you?
I don't have a P.O. box. I've got my address, number 8, Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. And because of your program, I had a PayPal thing set up. I don't know much about it, but you can go to PayPal, and it's NicholsLive@AOL.com. And, Alex, you know, I don't want anybody thinking that what I'm saying is just about money.
I know. You never even asked for it. And then when you were on a few months ago, I said, how are you doing? You said, I'm broke. I got cancer. Yeah. Same way my dad went. And I just want to be able to live long enough to try to see these people go down. And so I said, let's put your home address out, or your address to folks to support you. Then I told you should get a PayPal so you can get, you know, better donations that way. People can go to LarryNichols.com and link through on there and find your address and more, LarryNichols.com. Now, I want to do the data dump here on the Clintons. That's really important, but I appreciate your courage to talk about this. But do you want to tell folks medically where you're at?
No, not really, but I'll say this, folks. Please don't worry. I'll be alive long enough, Alex, to get them. I know they don't want to hear that. But you've got my word, folks. I'm not going anywhere, nowhere, until we stop this madness. And
what about Bill? How does he look to you?
Like you said, death warmed over. I mean, I know I look hollowed out, and I know I look bad. But my God, Bill looks like he's already been dead. And you're exactly right. But we will stay the course. This is coming. And the thing about the documents that we're going to be laying out to you, Alex, this stuff's real. This stuff, they can't get rid of it. We've got this evidence. And like I said, guys, there's no statute of limitation on murder. And suicide is a murder. The reason it got covered up in the first place, folks, so, you know, why would they go to the trouble to move the body, even if he did kill himself? It's because had they not have moved his body, where he died would have fallen under the D.C. police, and they would have surely have gotten to the part that Hillary and Vince had a long-standing affair. And had that have come out, then Hillary wouldn't be running for president now. They had to cover it up, and they had to move it into the Park Police jurisdiction, which gave them the cover.
Sure, the Clintons were about to fall because of all this in 95, and then magically Oklahoma City took place right next door to your state in Oklahoma. And Clinton told on Air Force One, the whole press corps, as you know, 1 year later that he owed his reelection to Oklahoma City.
While you're talking, let me go let that damn dog out, or you're not going to hear me at all.
I understand. Go ahead. Hey, bring the dog on screen. We want to see it.
He's an English bulldog, and he's stubborn. He's kind of like his master, a little bit of a stubborn bulldog. All right. I'll be right.
All right. He just unplugged his mic. What a character Larry Nichols is. We are going to send a crew up there to interview Larry Nichols. I've been a little short of manpower, but I do want to send Josh Owens and Jakari Jackson or whoever else wants to go up to Arkansas to interview Larry Nichols. That needs to happen sooner rather than later. And again, I wasn't throwing him under the bus, folks. He had mentioned the cancer, said it last time he was on, just and then once it started coming out, I'm like, Larry, you got to go ahead and just say it all. And he's like, yeah, but the Clintons will know. I mean, obviously the Clintons already know.
That was embarrassing. But that is not.
It's real radio. It makes it even better. /TV. Okay, in the 20 minutes we've got left, or 25 minutes, I'll hold you into the next segment after that. Let's get into the data dump. I mean, this is a big deal that the prosecution of Clinton in the House and Senate, well, that they voted to start the investigation and the trial in the Senate, in the House, and then you have the fact that Vince Foster's in the car. They've obviously had the Park Police and others drag him off. Why were they trying to cover that up? And how could they cover it up? It's so obvious.
Well, again, the reason they covered it up was simply to keep the fact that Hillary would be then, if they'd have stayed in the D.C. police, there's no doubt the affair between Vince and Hillary would come up as a mitigating circumstance. That would have meant Hillary would have been the first lady in history to be caught having an affair. Now, today, Alex, that might not have that kind of impact, but it would have been devastating back then. You know, we've dropped so far in our morals that I don't even know what matters now. But I promise you, that would have been devastating then. And so what they're doing is they're trying to keep that under the cover. That's why they're afraid of me. They know what I've got. Let me give another example of what I possess. The autopsy report, folks, guarantees you metaphysically that Vince Foster didn't die the way they said he did. When the medical examiner went over and did the autopsy, they found whole meat and potatoes in his stomach. I don't mean to be gross. That's significant because it takes 3 hours approximately, and I don't mean approximately like it could be 5 hours. I mean, it's 3 hours, maybe 3.5 hours tops. But the body turns whole food into a liquid form, and that's how it's digested and sent through the system. So we know from Linda Tripp that she got him a hamburger and french fries, and he took it from her between 12:15 and 12:30. So if you extrapolate, that means he had to have died. His life had to have ended before 3 or 3:30 in the afternoon. It was 94 to 96 degrees that day in Washington. Now, imagine, and he didn't get found, by the way, folks, until 6:15. 6:15 is the first time the medical examiners laid eyes on him, and they made two comments that were significant. They said, well, he didn't look dead. You know, he didn't look dead. Well, let me tell you, anybody that has seen roadkill on the highway will know. If you lay out in the hot sun for 3 hours, it's going to be bloat city. It's going to bloat up. The gases are going to build up. They didn't in him. The next thing they said, which is really weird, they said they put their hands in his pocket looking for the car keys. Well, as you can imagine, Alex, somebody that's been out there in that hot sun, you couldn't, it looked like his britches are painted on you. You're not going to get your hands in his pocket. Now, they also, and this is the first responders, they said there was no blood at the scene. There was just a little trickle coming out his nose that went down on his shirt pocket. Well, Alex, you've been around. I know you have seen head wounds in suicide. It's not a pleasant thing to see. But one thing that happens when you receive a head wound like that, there is a lot of blood. There was no blood on the ground. They didn't find anything. It looked like he had just fallen asleep.
Well, I mean, clearly they covered up what really happened to him. Do you believe he committed suicide or was murdered? If he just committed suicide, why cover it up?
Well, the reason to cover it up was to keep that from getting out about the affair. That's all it was. You know, when I was with Bill, you know, that was one of the problems we always had. We could take something that looks bad, but if you just leave it alone, Alex, it'll go away. But we always had a problem. Bill, fortunate, they were so busy trying to cover stuff up that they'd make it worse. They should have left it alone. The reason they didn't is because a man named Derek Glasscock found out from me, and we found out that Vince Foster and Larry Wallace, an attorney here in Arkansas, big friend of Bill's, and with Vince, they had rented a house from the old Louisiana senator who had retired. He still had the house. They rented that for a cat house for Bill to slip away from the White House and have his parties. Now, that house, if you walked out on the back porch and you threw a rock, if you could throw a rock 100 yards, you'd hit the berm where they found him, straight line, hit the berm. When I went to visit that house just to check it out, and this was very soon after the death, I get there, and to my chagrin, there's a carpet-laying truck there. I go up, and I said, "Buddy, you're replacing the carpet." He said, "Yeah, there's a room we've got to replace the carpet in." I said, "Well, can I see the carpet?" He said, "Well, that's weird. The carpet's already gone. They'd already taken it up." But then he led me into the room, and he said, "But I tell you what's crazy, look at this." And in the middle of the room, it looked like somebody bled a hog out. But they had taken the carpet, so I'm going, "Well, I guess that..."
So he shot himself in the whore pad, and they had to cover that up because they didn't want an investigation of the whorehouse.
That's right. They didn't want it by the D.C. police. Remember, that's the key thing. The park police, as you know, Alex...
That's right. They're always finding the dead interns drug onto the parkland.
Yeah.
That way they can cover it up.
The park police have been the fixers for politicians for years and years and years. So I go in, there's the stain in the floor, obviously, and I say to the guy, "Well, God, I wish there'd have been some of that carpet I needed." He said, "Well, I don't tell you what kind of carpet it was." Now, folks, this is his exact words. "Come over here," and he looked at the tacking strip. He said, "Look," he pulled up a piece of it. He said, "It's long, multicolored shag carpet." Exactly what matches the autopsy. Exactly. But remember, don't worry about that. It's all in the documents that we have. That autopsy report, Alex, is a killer. It's a killer. Because now you're dealing with science, metaphysics. They can call me a liar. They can call you a liar. They can do whatever. But that's the autopsy report. So when that comes out, we'll break it out of here. And the point to all of this is the American people need to hear the truth about the real Hillary Clinton.
Well, Larry, I'm going to say this right now. It is amazing having you via video Skype. Your phone quality is not good. I would like to invite you up later this week to really go over even more, just bam, bam, bam. When we come back, though, I really want to specifically get in to what else you think they're going to pull, where you think they're going. What does your gut tell you? Is this Obama waging war against the Clintons, or is Trump for real? Because if he was a shill for Hillary, saying she's a crook and should step down, that's something that even if he flip-flops later is damaging her. I don't see him making statements like that if he's still under her control. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a chance Trump's real. I hope he's real. But now, Alex, you want me to burst everybody's bubble about Trump?
Go ahead.
And remember, guys, the reason the Clintons had me around was because I was a pretty good old country strategist when it came to politics. Now, I want all of you to take Donald Trump's numbers, take Carla Fiorina's numbers, take Ben Carson's numbers, and take Rand Paul's numbers. Add those up, and come primary day in the RNC primary, that's what Trump's going to end up with. Now, let's take another candidate, for example, Papa Jen.
Stay there. Explain to us the numbers from political strategy. Again, you're one of the admitted brain experts on Clinton's successful gubernatorial runs and one of his fixers until it got into narcotics trafficking and you wouldn't be part of it. Larry Nichols is our guest. I can't believe it's deja vu. We're back to battling the Clintons. They just never go away like herpes. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head.
Don't send your kinfolks.
Don't send your kinfolks to give me no talking.
We're going to find out exactly what political strategist
gone, like I said.
Larry Nichols. who work side by side with other Clinton top strategists who are household names. We're going to find out exactly why he thinks Trump is basically going to burst all our bubbles. And is it what a lot of people look at the polls and say, that Rand Paul is a better shot at beating Hillary than Trump, and Trump has alienated Democrat voters? We're going to find out in just a moment from Larry Nichols of LarryNichols.com. I'm going to put on screen, if you want to correspond to him or you want to try to send him $5, $10, whatever. He's not asking for it, but I know he's broke and battling cancer. Larry Nichols, 58, Kensington Drive. That's K-E-N-S-I-N-G-T-O-N Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. Or link through to his PayPal at LarryNichols.com. And he could be right there with the Clintons today. I mean, he was their big confidant, but he would not be part of the death of teenagers that saw the drug dealing, the flying the drugs in. He just wouldn't be part of it. Briefly, Super Male Vitality, that is a whole bunch of organic, concentrated, that's the key word, herbs known to supercharge your glands on production and to block estrogen mimickers. And all I can say is you're supposed to take it under your tongue. I personally, or I forget to do it, just take two or three squirts a day, it's a little more than you're supposed to take, and put it in water. I do it at lunch, like I'm doing right now. And then every couple days, I don't do it every day because I just go ahead and take a full squirt. I'm supposed to take less than that a day. I just do it every few days. I take the X2, and I had a spoon here. Here it is. The Nation Iodine from InfoWarsLife.com that blocks the bad halogens and does so much good for your glands on record. And I drink it, and it tastes great. Like, I've gotten addicted to the taste. And it just supercharges me, more energy, healthier skin, so many things. And I'm not some beautiful beach boy, but I've lost 65 pounds in the last few years, gotten a lot healthier. And it's been a game changer in your purchase of these amazing nutraceuticals. There's 14 different ones we've developed now. InfoWarsLife.com funds this operation. Here's what James in Toronto, Canada had to say. Improved quality of my life, well worth the money. I would recommend it. Super Male Vitality. Here's another one. This is from Sweet Lou in Connecticut. Just finishing my first bottle. I've already ordered and received my second bottle. I am using this with several other products, drinking purified water. I quickly felt the difference in my energy levels and alertness, especially at the end of the day when I would normally be more tired than I am now. Yeah, sometimes I got to go work at like midnight on some like coast to coast. I'll just drink a bunch of it. Very impressed with products sold by InfoWars. I would normally be more tired than I am now. Well, thank you. And that's just the latest. There's still over 500 reviews on third-party review site right there at InfoWarsLife.com. Larry, we got a final 5 minutes coming up. And as usual, you and I are both from the South. We babble a lot. We talk over each other. Well, you know, we tell stories in detail. What's the other big dirt that you've got on the Clintons? Obviously, we need to get this out quickly, so we should get you back on the next few days via video Skype. I want to thank you for hooking it up. But briefly, tell us what's coming up in the next final segment. Go ahead and get it out there. What's the other intel you got on the Clintons?
Well, the most important thing, of course, is the autopsy. But the other stuff that I've got coming out has to do with Alaskan fisheries. Alaskan fisheries. Now, if you don't think that's important, folks, they got Ron Brown killed. Ron Brown, the Secretary of Commerce. Alex, the stuff is there. When Vince Foster died, it was all there the whole time. Kenneth Starr claimed to me that he wasn't going to get into if he wasn't murdered.
Hold on, back in 70 seconds. This is a bombshell. I'm going right to you. 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening.
Larry Nichols. Then we've got the economic breakdown.
Visit GCNY.com
coming up with Joel Salente
today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt Carrier Group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom
Kydex holsters. Ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.